Hey friends, and I want to start out with a couple verses from Colossians chapter 3. And this is Paul writing to the church in Colossae, and he says this. He says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." So what this is telling us to do, we're to set our hearts on things above and set our minds on things above. And here's the thing, that doesn't just come naturally to us. It is so easy for us to not set our hearts on things of God. Have you ever been to a store and you're looking to buy a new clock? Now, some people know this, but many don't. Anytime you go to look at new clocks, pay attention and notice that almost exclusively, new clocks will be preset to 10:10. So the small hand will be on 10, and the larger hand will be on the 2, and they do that for presentation reasons, feeling that it looks better. But here's the deal, if you buy a clock that is set to 10:10, it's only right twice a day, unless you put a battery in it and unless you set it. It's not natural or normal, or a clock is not able to do that on its own. It has to be set. That is so similar to us from a spiritual standpoint. When we realize that we have to set our hearts on things above, and we've got to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things, it is so easy for us to get caught up in concerns of this world and to set our hearts on what this world says we need or what we don't need or what will make us happy, all which are lies from the enemy. So I'd like to pause as we start out a new month today, and let's talk about and pray about us setting our hearts and our minds on what's most important. Lord, help us to set our hearts on you. Help us to set our minds on you. Lord, we understand because of the sin nature in us that that's not a natural thing. We know that it takes effort, but we also realize, Lord, that that effort is fully and totally worth it. We know that rewards come from it. We know fulfillment comes from it. We know happiness comes from it. And joy. And Lord, we just thank you that you give us the opportunity, that you give us the free will, that we can decide to set our hearts and our minds on things above. Today, Lord, as we go into our day, or tonight as we wrap up our day and head into a new day tomorrow, would you remind us that we are to set our hearts on you, on what's most important, on the priorities that you have told us to set. And Lord, would you constantly remind us to check ourselves through the power of your Holy Spirit? Would you tap us on that spiritual shoulder and remind us what you desire of us? We know that it takes work, but it's worth it. God, thank you for calling us your children. And this day, may we honor you by not focusing too much on things around us, but focusing on you and your desire for how we are to handle things in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.